What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Mind Over Macros podcast. As always, I'm your host, Mike Milner. And I really wasn't going to do this episode. I didn't want to do it, but there was this voice that kept calling to me. And it was like, just record the damn episode. So here I am. This is a topic that truly I did not want to touch. But when you got that little thing inside of you that's like, hey, you should probably talk about this. Don't sweep it under the rug. I heard this amazing quote that was like, when you sweep things under the rug, eventually the rug gets so tall that you trip over it. I thought that was cool. So I'm not going to let this one go. I'm going to do it. And you'll hear what it's about in just a second. But most importantly, it's Wednesday, which means, well, it's Wednesday when this podcast is released, which means it's time to pick a winner for the giveaway that we do every single week. And if you are a new listener, the way that it works is you leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and you're eligible to win a free supplement of your choice from any one of our sponsors, Cured Nutrition, Organifi, or Legion Athletics. You can pick any product from any of those three companies, and they've got a lot to choose from. You get to pick one, and it's yours totally free. This week, the winner is T-Love-Dog. T-Love-Dog said, I love this, exclamation point. And the review is, I came across Mike through Emma Montgomery's podcast, and I've been binge listening to him since episode one. I'm sad I'm all caught up because now I have to wait. Mike breaks down concepts in a way for anyone to be able to understand, and I love his hard truths. I'm all about accountability. So when he throws it back on us as individuals, I love it. His personal history allows him to convey this information with so much heart and lets us know he's human too. Who knew? Some of these concepts have supported my pre-existing health and fitness journey, and I have embraced new ones. I'm a nurse and have brought some of his concepts to the bedside with my patients. I've caught myself saying some of his lines. What you do to attain it, you have to do to sustain it. I've also used some of his cognitive dissonance insight in regards to my son and his desire to play competitive hockey. Keep it up, Mike. Thank you so much, T-Love Dog. I appreciate this very much. And congratulations. Email me, mike@peakoptimizationperformance.com, and I'll get you all hooked up. You just tell me what product you want to try from any of the sponsors, and I'll send it over. And special shout out to Emma. Emma has been on the show a couple times, two or three times, and is a good friend and somebody that I have a massive amount of respect for. So I'm glad that you found me through Emma. She's doing amazing things over there. I can't keep up because she just keeps growing and growing and growing. I'm just over here, trying to do my thing as well. But shout out to Emma for bringing you into my world. And I appreciate that. So if you haven't left a 5-star rating and review yet, you're missing out on an opportunity to win. All you have to do is open up the podcast app on your phone and you hit the search button and then you type in Mind Over Macros and then the show will pop up. You tap on the show, a little thumbnail, you scroll down, you should see ratings and reviews, and then you write a review, and that's how it works. And then I call your name and you get really excited, and then you email me and then you pick a product and all is well in the world. That's what's going on. I apologize if there is any background noise. We have painters at the house today doing some painting. And there was, I guess like when they do like the spackle or whatever else they do. Clearly, this is not my forte. Otherwise, I'd be doing it my damn self. But I don't know. I keep hearing like scraping and banging and, whatever it is. If you hear it on your end, I apologize. But we're going to get this done anyway because there's no such thing as perfect. We just get it done. We don't edit. We don't adjust anything. We just let it fly and then we hit publish and we hope that it's helpful. That's how we do things around here. So the topic, this is like the most controversial topic for some reason. And really there's a couple layers that I want to address here, but I'm just going to rip the Band-Aid off and say, the topic that I want to discuss is the question, is walking exercise? And if you have not been paying attention on the interwebs and the horrible place that is social media. You probably have no idea what I'm talking about. And congratulations, because I'm truly envious. I wish sometimes that I could just bury my head in the sand and not pay attention to social media. And in reality, I try is the key word. I try to really avoid going down any social media rabbit holes or doom scrolling or just consuming. Like, I would much rather create than consume, but I'm also human. And, you know, sometimes when you're sitting on the throne, if you know what I mean, if you're sitting on the throne in the morning after coffee, if you know what I mean, sometimes there is just, you know, you want to kill some time and it's a nice place to consume content. So what happened was there was a clip of Dr. Gabrielle Lyon. Is it Lyon or Lyons? I should probably get that right. Let me look this up real quick. Yeah, it's Lyon, L-Y-O-N, Dr. Gabrielle Lyon, who I would actually love to have on the show, and Ed Mylett. And Dr. Gabrielle Lyon had a clip where she was on, I believe it was on Ed Mylett's podcast. I don't know. Anyway, somehow the clip, I tried to look on his show and I didn't see her on the, like in the most recent episodes, I didn't see her name pop up. So it must have been an older clip, and maybe for some, I don't know, or maybe they have a new one coming out, whatever. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is there was a clip that surfaced on Instagram. At least that's where I saw it. And the start of the clip is Dr. Gabrielle Lyon saying that, you know, walking is really great for you and every, you know, it's really good for your health and everybody should walk. And she said, however, it's not exercise. And then Ed Mylett is like, oh, I'm so glad you said that. And he goes on to like, when did we start to count walking as exercise? And social media lost their collective minds. Like, people went fucking nuts. And I saw literally everybody that I know, every coach that I know, and the people that I have a lot of respect for, the people that I consider friends and colleagues, all of them jumped at the opportunity to do a little slam piece on this post, on this clip. And basically what a slam piece is, where they play the clip on their own social media channel, and then they talk about how stupid it is. And it's a really popular form of content right now. You will never catch me doing that, but that's just personal preference. I don't hate the player. I hate the game. Like, I hate the game of social media that is what gets attention, but it works. I know, you know, I see people, friends, colleagues, like I said, who have hundreds of thousands of followers, and these types of videos get a ton of engagement and attention. So I get it why it's popular. And so basically what a lot of people would do is they would play the clip, and then, you know, it's kind of like a green screen effect. So they're playing the clip and then you've got their little talking head and they're like, you know, you hear the quote where it's like, you know, they're nodding along, and she's like, yeah, walking is really great and everybody should do it. And they're nodding along. And then she's like, but like, can we please stop calling walking exercise, or some, however she phrased it. And then Ed Mylett's like, yes, I'm so glad you said that. And then the person stops the video and then it goes to just them. And they're like, this is fucking bullshit. And like, they just start ranting and calling them names and saying how horrible they are and saying, you know, they're the worst people in the world. And actually, in fairness, most of it was directed at her, even though he was co-signing. Like, I don't know why Ed Mylett kind of skated by on this, like got a free pass. Everybody just focused on her. And I never typically react to something like that. The first time I saw it, I was like, that's interesting, because to me, it was such a soundbite out of context, and it really wasn't that big of a deal to me when I first heard it. And I was like, that's interesting that somebody would find this worthy of doing like a slam piece on. And then 2 seconds later, I saw somebody else do it. And then 2 seconds later, I saw somebody else do it. And I was like, holy shit, this is taking off. Like, everybody is doing this. and everybody is going in like just hard on this woman. And again, I'm not going to speculate why it was just directed at her. But anyway, I was really surprised, like truly surprised, because you're taking a soundbite out of context. Now, the first thing that I want to address is whether I agree with the sentiment itself. And no, I don't think that she worded it very appropriately. And I think that if you asked her to clarify, I think my guess is that if she had the opportunity to provide more context and add more, have more of a nuanced discussion around it, I think all of these people that are bashing her would be on the same page. And I know that a lot of these coaches like her stuff in general. And that was the other part that was so unfortunate to me, is that are we really going to just completely trash somebody based off of one out of context soundbite? Like, that was it. Like, I saw messages that were like, I'm done. I'm unfollowing her. I'm never listening to her stuff again. And it's like, what? How are we in this place as a society? Like, how are we here? How did we get here? It's so disappointing. It is so disappointing. So my take is, no, I don't think that she framed that appropriately in that out of context soundbite. But I'm going to tell you why it's more of a nuanced discussion. And hopefully you can see the middle ground and we can all do better as a whole. And that's my hope. I just want, even if somebody is listening and you just take this to be a little bit more open-minded, or maybe do a little bit more due diligence before you write somebody off. Like, just imagine that you had your life under a microscope and every little phrase was taken as a soundbite and amplified, and then you were judged based off of one little thing that you may have phrased inappropriately, or it wasn't quite a conclusive thought, or a fully complete contextual thought. Like, it's crazy out here. It really is. It's crazy out here. It's only going to get worse, by the way, I believe, but especially with AI and all the shit that we're dealing with. But anyway, I think that if you were to press her on that, you were to ask for a dialogue, I think that most of those coaches and people that were bashing her would be more in agreement than not. But here's what I'm going to say. Even though I think that it was worded a little bit inappropriately, and I don't even know if that's the right, I'm saying inappropriate. I just think maybe inaccurately is a better way to frame it. I think she could have done a better job in that little tiny soundbite. Again, I'm not holding that against her, because I'm actually, what I did and what I do in these situations is I try to think of the full context. And then I go to the source. If it's somebody that I don't know, I go to their account and I see what type of information they've put out consistently. So when you go to her account and you see she's got, like 600 plus thousand followers, she's very popular, and she puts out really good information, in my opinion. It's very evidence-based. She talks a lot about the importance of protein. She talks about muscle-centric medicine, with muscle being like the longevity organ. And she actually talks about a lot of like reframing our thought process around obesity and healthcare, and being a little bit more preventative and proactive by being muscle centric, muscle forward, thinking about making sure we're getting enough protein. She talks a lot about food quality. She talks about lifting and building muscle to support health. And the fact that, sometimes we think, oh, we're just over fat as a society, but maybe we're just under muscled. And sometimes that reframe can be really empowering for people. And I think that the message overall, if you go to her page, is a good one. And I think this one little tiny soundbite, it sucks that everybody is writing her off. Now, I have no relationship with, like, I don't know her personally. I've never spoken to her. I've never had an interview with her. All I've done is consume some of her content. I know the name. I know what she's about. And I just think that it's unfortunate. And by the way, she has not responded. I think she's handled it incredibly well. because she hasn't played down to the level. And yes, I believe it is trying to play down to a level when you start bashing somebody without actually thinking about context or nuance or their history or anything like that. So that's the first thing, is let's do our due diligence first. Let's think about context. Right? It's so funny how everybody ignored the part of the message. Everybody ignored the part of the message where she's like, walking is great for you and everybody should be doing, like, that part of the message was completely ignored. And everyone zeroed in on the part of the message where she said it's not dedicated exercise. But I'm ready to reveal something to you. It might not be. It depends. It fucking depends. It depends on context. Can walking be exercise? Yes, 1000%. Can walking not be exercise? Yes, 1000%. It can go both ways. And I'm going to tell you why some of these coaches are hypocritical. Because if you were to ask your coach and you say, any of those coaches, by the way, any of those coaches who went off on this clip, and you were to say, hey, coach, just out of curiosity, like, I'm trying to set up my schedule and everything for my, you know, my workouts and stuff. Do you recommend taking rest days, or do you think that I should work out 7 days a week? 100% of them would say, take rest days. They would say, absolutely, you need rest days. You need to recover. So are you taking zero steps on those rest days? Of course not. But why don't they classify that as exercise? They would tell you, get your steps in, but they're also calling it a rest day. Hypocritical. Now I'm going to take it one step further. If you were to say, hey, coach, should I work out multiple times per day, or is one session enough? They would say, oh, one session is plenty. You don't have to work out multiple times a day. But if I go to the gym and I go for a walk, they would tell you that's A-okay. They would encourage that. Absolutely. Isn't that two workouts a day? Hypocritical. I'm going to take it another step further. The coaches will also tell you to increase your NEAT, your non-exercise, literally stands for non-exercise activity thermogenesis. They'll tell you that your metabolism is made up of four components. They would be correct in this assessment. Your basal metabolic rate, the thermic effect of food, exercise, and NEAT, which is non-exercise activity thermogenesis. Non-exercise. And when you say, coach, how do I increase my NEAT? They would say, oh, it's super easy. You just move more throughout the day. You go for more walks. You move more, you do more chores around the house, you go grocery shopping. Guess what? That includes fucking walking, AKA it is classified under, by those same coaches, non-exercise activity. Hypocritical. Do you see how it's contextual? Now, can walking be exercise? Yes. Because let me just pull this up real quick. I'm going to definition of exercise and I'm going to read it to you. Activity requiring physical effort carried out to sustain or improve health and fitness. Let me read that again. Webster's Dictionary, beautiful source of info. Activity requiring physical effort carried out to sustain or improve health and fitness. That is the key. Requiring physical effort carried out to sustain or improve health and fitness. Can walking be exercise? Yes, 1,000,000%. Now, because I'm a smartass and I am on team petty, sometimes I like to be petty, sometimes I like to be a smartass. It is what it is. Just accept me for who I am. And I did a poll on my story. So I said, I just walked from the kitchen to the bathroom. Did I exercise? I just walked from the kitchen to the bathroom. Did I exercise? And 60%, it was a very popular poll on my Instagram stories. And of course, I was just trying to be a smartass and stir the pot a little bit. And 60% said, no, that's not exercise. And they would be correct in that context. Now, the coaches, there was a lot of coaches, and I know they know me, and they know that I'm being a smartass. They know I'm trying to prove a point. So they vote, yes, that's exercise. But that does not qualify as the definition of carried out to sustain or improve health and fitness. I was not carrying out physical effort to sustain or improve health and fitness. In that context, I was moving my body from point A to point B to go take a piss. That's what I was doing. And it was all of 2 feet. So if we are classifying a 5-step movement, literally moving from point A to point B, 5 steps to go to the bathroom. If all of those coaches are going to say, yes, that is exercise, then they have to change everything that they're communicating to clients in order to not be a hypocrite. You have to stop telling clients to only work out once per day. You have to stop qualifying those things as neat, because that's not the case. You can't say increase your neat. Like, I literally, because somebody pointed this out to another coach, and the coach was like, no, I don't classify walking as neat. And they were like, well, what do you classify walking as neat? And he was like, well, things like, you know, doing chores around the house and going to the grocery store, like that includes walking. That fucking includes walking. You can't pick and choose. So you have to stop saying a rest day, like a true rest day. That would mean 0 steps. So you have to start telling your clients, if I'm taking a rest day from exercise, it literally means I'm laying in my bed and taking 0 steps all day. Otherwise, when you go to take a piss, you are exercising. That's not a rest day. Do you understand how context matters here? Have I beaten this to death enough? And it's so fucking frustrating. And it's not, the point is not whether we should label it one way or the other. That's irrelevant. To me, that's irrelevant, because whether it's labeled one way or the other is who cares? The bottom line is, the message is that walking is one of the best things that you can do for your health. Walking is something that, if you're able to, it is one of the greatest things that you can do for your health, for emotional health, for mental health, for physical, literally everything. It can improve blood sugar. It can improve stress levels. It can lower cortisol. It can improve insulin sensitivity. It can improve mental and emotional health. It's like the single greatest thing that we can do as humans. It's up there, if not the single greatest thing. Whether we label it as exercise or not does not take away from that point. Now, a lot of people made the argument that it came across as if walking was not enough. Okay. That the soundbite came across as if walking is not enough. It's not good enough. Now, I would like to hear the full context before I jump to that conclusion. Because once again, I think if you understand the person's message with full context, it sounds a lot different than a small little soundbite taking out of context. What do we know about this person? What do we know about her message? Well, we know that she supports a muscle-centric medicinal, like muscle-centric medicine, as in like muscle is medicine. It helps with your immune system and your metabolism and all the wonderful benefits of muscle. And that is correct. I believe that is a very positive message that we should continue to spread. So maybe she was talking about it in the context of building muscle. We don't know, because we only had that little soundbite. And if somebody said, what about walking for building muscle? And then she said, and then maybe she said, and again, I'm just throwing it out there so you can maybe keep an open mind before you start bashing people and writing them off. If the question was about building muscle, and it was, is walking enough for building muscle? And she said, walking is great. Everybody should walk. But no, walking is not exercise, and it's not enough for build. Like, in that context, she is correct. there are certain situations where walking is not classified as dedicated exercise. There are certain situations where walking is classified as dedicated exercise by definition. Because if you're going to count any physical movement as exercise, well, that's fine. You can choose to qualify things however you want. It doesn't matter, but you just have to keep that consistent across the board and then stop being a hypocrite. I want to take a much needed break in this episode. You can tell this gets me all worked up. And you know what I do when I get worked up? I need to calm myself down. This is the balance. You know, we get our adrenaline's going, we get activated, and then we need something to bring us back to homeostasis. Now, the problem with most people is that we don't really have that go-to source of rest and digest mode. Like, how do we calm our central nervous system? How do we lower our adrenaline and cortisol? How do we get ourselves into that parasympathetic state so that we can actually be calm and chill and get quality sleep and actually allow our body to do what it's supposed to do? Did you know that your body gets better at everything when it can recover and when it can manage stress and when it can sleep? And one of the best things that you can do for yourself is to get some allies on your side when it comes to rest and digest mode, when it comes to managing stress, when it comes to reducing anxiety. The allies that I go to are all found at Cured Nutrition. Cured keeps me in that calm rest and digest state, especially after I get activated, helps me to come back to homeostasis. And there's several different products that they have that I lean on. Number one, my favorite, the Serenity Gummies. If you have any trouble sleeping, Serenity Gummies are your best friend. And they're not going to make you drowsy. They're not going to make you feel groggy in the morning. They will put you into a calm, serene state. You will naturally fall asleep and you will wake up feeling refreshed. That's the Serenity Gummies. Now, if you struggle with anxiety, need some calm caps. If you find yourself a little bit overly activated, just go with some of their straight up broad spectrum CBD or full spectrum CBD. You can do that in the little tincture. You just put a couple drops under your tongue and you're good to go. It'll calm your brain right down. And again, it doesn't make you tired. It doesn't make you, you know, you're still able to function perfectly. It's just going to help you to maintain that balance, which we all need. And if you go to curednutrition.com/popfam, you get 15% off all of their products. That's cured, C-U-R-E-D, nutrition.com/popfam for 15% off. I highly recommend the Serenity Gummies for sleep, calm caps for anxiety, CBD. You just need to get yourself out of this activated state. Like you can tell, this episode has made me very activated. I need something calming after. So after I stop recording, go take a little CBD and I will be smooth. So just chill. That's how it works. Truly though, you need some allies on your side because we are overly amplified and activated most of the day. We need some things to help. At least I do. And that's where the Serenity Gummies come into play. The calm caps, the CBD oil, all of that is your best friend. So go to curednutrition.com/popfam. Use code popfam for 15% off. And now let's get back to the episode. The thing that frustrates me so much is that I feel, my belief is that this is all driven by attention and engagement on social media. And it's who can get the most amount of shares and you know, who can go viral and who can get the most amount of attention. And that's why we're so susceptible to bashing people and calling them idiots and call, like, I saw somebody who was like, this is why you should never listen to influencers. Like, why are we called, like, she's a doctor who has a really solid message and you probably have read her book or quoted her, whatever. Now all of a sudden you're just brushing it off as an influencer. But like, even still, is it your objective to influence people? Like, it just frustrates me. This whole thing frustrates me. And I find it incredibly disappointing that we won't take the step to understand context to look at the person's message. Now, I had somebody else who messaged me or who commented to my post about this and was like, well, you bash things all the time. And it's valid. And it's something that I struggle with, quite frankly, because the point was like, well, if this information is damaging, shouldn't we bash it? If this information is damaging, shouldn't we bash it? So the way that I look at it is that I don't know. I honestly don't know the answer to that because I talk shit frequently about Optavia because in my belief, Optavia is quite literally destroying people's health, metabolism, relationship with food, mindset, a lot. Like I find it to be criminal. That is my personal subjective belief. I find it to be a horrible excuse for a program. I don't even know what you want to call it. A diet, whatever. I think that is criminal. So I speak against it. Now, I've done my due diligence in the fact that I've looked at Optavia's overall protocol, their message. I've looked at the research. I've looked at the lawsuits. I've looked at the side effects. I've dealt with people who have come off of that program. So to me, I'm trying to spread awareness around something that's damaging after doing my due diligence. But even still, I have a hard time. Sometimes when I talk shit about Optavia, I'm like, you know what? I might have just brought that thing to somebody who had no idea that they existed. Now they're aware. And now all of a sudden they're going to go read about them. And maybe Optavia will get them with some really clever marketing. And I just led somebody, some unassuming person, right into the hands of the exact thing that I didn't want. I think about that all the time. So I don't know, you know, if you can honestly say, yeah, I think that message was incredibly damaging. And you want to ignore providing context or having a larger discussion. I don't know the answer. My hope is that you would look for context. You would look to have the deeper discussion. You would look to think about like, maybe it's not so black and white. Maybe there's another perspective. Maybe this is an opportunity to educate. Maybe we can try to reach out to the source. Maybe we can go right to the source and say, hey, would you mind clarifying what you mean by this? And if they ignore you, they ignore you. But maybe we could just be a little bit better in how we handle these things. Now, again, I think the coaches that are over rotating and being like, no, this is like walking is exercise no matter what in any context. Well, by definition, we know that's not true. But if that's what you want to hold on to, then you got to change your stance on a lot of things that you communicate. You got to start to qualify. When you say, don't do two workouts a day, make sure you qualify that two workouts it's okay if walking is one of those workouts. When you say, take a rest day, make sure you're saying take a rest day from lifting or whatever, however you want to qualify it. But you better start communicating real differently because right now I see way too much hypocritical shit. If you're going to hold on to that belief that walking is exercise across the board in every single context, even when I'm just taking 5 steps to the bathroom, that was a workout, I guess, to some people. I strongly disagree and Webster's Dictionary would disagree as well. But if you want to agree, if you want to believe that, then you better start changing the way that you communicate across the board to stay congruent. And not confusing the hell out of your audience, because I think sometimes we confuse people with how selective we are with this stuff. You know, it's all now all of a sudden we change our tune really quickly when it comes to things like non-exercise activity. When in reality, it's been talked about in research. Like if you're looking at PubMed research and you look at the variables that influence metabolism, NEAT is the most variable across the board. And the reason for that is because people's daily movement is such a high percentage of calories burned. That's why NEAT can be anywhere from like 10% to like 50% based off of research. So people who are publishing research are qualifying movement in the category of non-exercise activity thermogenesis. So again, if you're going to choose to ignore that and you're going to choose to stand on your fucking soapbox on this, you're going to die on this hill. You gotta re-communicate all of the shit that is confusing your audience because it's not congruent, because it's not in alignment. And I don't think that that's necessary. I think maybe the more appropriate thing would have been to take a listen to that soundbite. And if it got you all riled up, maybe have a moment to say, in this context, I think this is what maybe she was trying to go for, or maybe she was talking about building muscle, or, you know, but when you are doing, you know, a walk around the neighborhood and web, like, yes, you are sustaining physical activity with the intent of physical health, whatever, right? Like, I don't have the dictionary here. Activity requiring physical effort carried out to sustain or improve health and fitness. So yeah, I go for a walk and I go around the neighborhood. Yes, I'm doing that to sustain or improve my health and fitness. I take 5 steps to the bathroom that no longer fits. And let's also remember that there's different levels as well. There was a whole push on this whole clip about how, it's really, I can't remember what people were saying. I can't remember the way they were framing it, but basically they were like, you know, how dare you say that? Because there's people that don't even have the ability to walk. And it's like, yeah, it's very true. And oftentimes when I say, you know, walking is the best thing you can do if you're able. But sometimes we, again, in a sound bite, do you qualify every single thing? So for those coaches who are like, well, what about the people that can't walk? You're making them sound like I don't know what their argument was, but I saw that a lot. It was like, you know, there's some people out, how dare you say there's some people out there that can't walk. Okay. So for those coaches, now, whenever you say, I want you to focus on primarily eating whole quality food sources, like just reduce the amount of processed foods, and eat whole quality food sources. Do you qualify that every time you say that with, if you're able? Because there's some people that need like a tube to be fed, or you know, some people who can't chew, like, oh, you should chew your food thoroughly. Well, what about the people who can't? What about them? Like, are we really going to qualify every single thing in a soundbite? Mind you, we're talking about a 10-second soundbite. This shit just it frustrates me so much, because we're better than this. We are. We're better than this. And I think that we can be better. We can have discussions around the gray area and the it depends conversation. Here was my favorite one. My favorite one was somebody made a post about this and was like, you know, that whole thing was bullshit. Walking is exercise. How dare this person? She was like, the sad thing is that all of these people who say that walking is not exercise have never worked a sitting 9-to-5 job in their life. And she was like, we need to stop making blanket statements in the fitness and nutrition industry. We need to stop making blanket statements, and saying that walking is not exercise is a blanket statement that's just unfortunate, not true. And how dare she say that? But these people, the really unfortunate thing is that these people who say that walking is not exercise have never worked a sitting 9-to-5 job in their life. And I commented because I couldn't help myself. And I was like, you just made a blanket statement. You're literally saying that the thing that you said we need to stop doing, you're doing it. And based off of what evidence? Like, where is that coming from? The people that are saying it have never, did you go and find their life history? Every single one of them, you did a background check and you found out that none of them have worked a sedentary 9-to-5 job in their life. Like, get the fuck out of here. Please, can we be better? I'm begging, as a whole, at all of us, as consumers and as creators. I'm sure, and I have zero doubt in my mind, that you could go through any of my episodes and you could chop 10 seconds from any episode and make it sound really bad. guaranteed. And my hope would be that you would look at my body of evidence. You would look at the entirety of my work and my content and all the episodes that I put out. And if you disagree with my whole philosophy, amazing. I'm not for you. That's totally fine. But what I can't stand is that we don't even give the opportunity for context or discussion, or let's look at all the stuff that they're doing. Again, I think it's just my belief is that this is where we're at when it comes to social media. This is what gets attention. Bashing other people is what gets attention. It's what gets spread. It goes viral. It gets you new followers. And really, I'm not hating the player. I'm hating the game. But as players of the game, I think that we can collectively do better. I do. So now, at the end of the day, if you are able, walking is truly one of the greatest things that you can do for your health. It is truly one of the greatest things you can do for yourself. And we all, if we're able, should be able to do that as much as we can, whether it's in the form of dedicated exercise or whether it's just in the form of doing some chores around the house or whatever that may look like. Increasing the amount of movement that you're getting is an excellent choice, is an excellent decision. But for fuck's sake, can we just try to be better as a whole? I'm sorry. I didn't want to do this episode. I resisted it, but there was something in me that I had to get it out. This is my therapy. You're all my therapists. I appreciate the vent session and for putting up with it. And if I'm wrong, whatever. This is my belief. This is my take on it. You can absolutely message me and tell me that you disagree. You can tell me that I'm horrible. You can just go to @coach_Mike_Milner and on Instagram and tell me that you think my take was horrific and how dare I. That's fine too. I'm open to it. So if that's the case, hit me up. Or if you agree, hit me up. Either way, I will talk to you next time.